From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The decision by British voters to leave the European Union has triggered international concern over the impact on one of the world's strongest economies. British Prime Minister David Cameron says it's time to begin addressing what lies ahead.
The country's made its decision, and this government is responsible now for setting out the steps that we need to take and for doing all that's necessary to stabilise the economy. We took a choice to ask the people this very big question, because I believe in our parliamentary democracy, but when it comes to the very big decisions, I think it's right to consult the people. But the government, this government, takes responsibility.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in London Monday assuring Britain the special relationship between the two countries will not change because of the Bredax decision. Meantime, financial services company Standard & Poor's removed the United Kingdom's coveted AAA status on Monday because of the Brexit vote. Finch also dropped Britain's rating. Sky News says Moody's agency is also expected to downgrade Britain's rating. Advocates for abortion rights in the United States are celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday, ruling that states had no right to curb the rights of women to end their pregnancies by imposing an undue burden on them to limit their access to abortion clinics. The 5-3 decision overturned a law in the southwestern state of Texas similar to that enacted in other states. The decision likely to reverberate throughout the 2016 presidential campaign. Israel and Turkey have reached a deal normalizing ties, ending a 6-year rift. Dorian Jones has more on what the agreement means.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim announced the countries will restore their ambassadors as soon as possible. The re-establishment of full diplomatic relations follows more than a year of secret